What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. Let's get down to business. TruckDriver101.com is a site, it's a website, a blog that I do to help new drivers. I do this thing to inform new drivers, inform people in the industry. Sometimes I talk about news, politics, if I have break one nines where I just talk about whatever the hell I want. I do a million things on this channel, so it's entertaining. It's fun, usually. I try to be a little humorous, but sometimes, damn it, it's just helpful information for somebody in trucking. Some bitch. Anyway, let's get down to business. This is always sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com. Go check out TruckDriverBooks.com. Anyway, back down to business. Here's the thing. Here's what we're talking about today. I believe Rodney. I believe it's your name, brother. I don't have my phone. My phone's not in front of me right now. I apologize, brother, but I believe your name is Rodney. And Rodney wanna know. He say, Ken, do I need to worry about that cargo theft? Not much. Let's say 1,300 drivers are robbed a week. I think that comes out to about 67,000, right? And most of those drivers aren't actually robbed face to face. They're usually robbed, you know, they go park at a truck stop, somebody breaks in their truck and drives off with it. They park at a truck stop. Somebody, you know, they go in and get a snack and use the bathroom, and somebody breaks in the back of their truck and steals stuff out of it. That's how most cargo theft happens. Most guys today don't want to pull out a gun and go through all that bullshit when they could just wait for you to leave. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense. So, yeah, man, it's not really a worry. Get your CDL, brother. Nine times out of ten, brother, ain't nobody going to rob you. I can't guarantee it. But nine times out of ten, brother, ain't nobody going to rob you. Just use your wits, man. Use your wits. You know, think before you act. Use your brain. You know what I mean? When you get out the truck, cut the phone off. The amount of brothers ain't paying attention to what the hell is around them because they on that goddamn phone. You know, that looking off in the distance shit when you ain't paying attention to what's around you because you on the phone with Susie. Right. That ain't going to work, brother, because you get your ass robbed that way. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what's around you. Pay attention to who's talking to you. You know, watch homeless people. Somebody asks you for change. Make sure you ain't about to pull out a roll of money or credit cards to get this guy some change. You know, if you ain't got that change loose in your pocket, don't give him no money. You know what I'm saying? That way, he ain't going, you know, a lot of times I've seen that happen where it's a smash and grab. Dude punch the truck in the mouth, grab his money out of his hand and run. You know, like you get, that's the kind of stuff. But you got to, as long as you're cautious. I'm not telling you not to help people, but, you know, go in your truck, pull out a couple of dollars. Then when he asks for some money, pull it out like, oh, man, it's all I got on me. You know, that kind of thing. It's all about precautions, brother. But as long as you follow those precautions, ain't nobody going to mess with you. And don't be parked in the ghetto, man. Yeah, I know a lot of brothers take it personal because they feel like, man, it's just because it's the hood and you got black people in it. You know, you all sit. No, brother, it's the hood. Right. Don't park in the hood to prove a point. Don't be parking next to Drive-By Johnny. It's trying to prove that, you know, black folk, good folk. Yeah, that ain't worth it, brother. You're going to get your face blown off. OK. you know, don't put yourself in a situation where you're in between somebody else and the freight. It's one of the reasons I've never believed in putting locks on trailers. I never do it. Never do it, no matter what the fuck any company tells me. I'm never going to do it. It's fucking stupid. It's stupid. Because if the lock's on the trailer, the only way to get the product is to go through my dumb ass if you can't get through the lock. Right? I mean, it's dumb. Why would I do that? Why would I make it easy as hell for you to steal? You know what I'm saying? I want you to be able to get in contact with this freight, touch it, feel it, rub it, fuck it, whatever you need to do to keep that gun out my face. You feel me? Okay. I want you to have fun with this cargo, Jack. I want you to love it. I want you to give it a good hug and a kiss at night. Right. Anything for you to not be putting that gun in my face. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how you do that, man. And just pay attention to people following you. You know, don't be taking long breaks. You know, don't stop a lot. Get the job done, bro. You know what I'm saying? If somebody following you, a lot of people ain't going to follow you out of town. A lot of these thugs, man, they ain't got the heart to go out, you know, ain't about to follow you 600-700 miles down the road. You know what I'm saying? Well, not 700 miles, more like, you know, 600 miles, that kind of thing. You ain't got to worry about most of that stuff, dude. And most cargo that's high value is usually run by teams or trainers, and they're going to deliver it the same day. I used to pick up, when I was a student, I used to pick up some TVs out in Jersey. Oh, no, that's not Jersey. That was North Carolina. I pick up some TVs in North Carolina, and I'd ride them over to somewhere in Ohio. I can't remember where it was. And we would literally be told, fill up before you go and don't let the truck stop. You know, we get all our meals and everything beforehand, and we just roll, you know, make sure you pee at the place and roll, Jack. Of course, we stopped eventually for pee breaks and stuff, but, you know, we would make sure we were at least 300 miles. I think it was the rule back then, 300 miles away from the shipper. So that's 6 hours of driving, you know. But, yeah, that's what you do, man. As long as you follow basic rules, don't get in between thieves and their cargo. They love that cargo. They want to make love to that cargo. And if you get in between them, man, you cock blocking. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You go get that pistol in your face. Anyway, though, but seriously, as long as you don't get in between somebody and that cargo, and as long as you see somebody breaking your truck and stealing, just let that motherfucker get his shit. Chill out. Let him handle their business. Right. Call the police, because ain't nothing in that truck worth your life. And always, always, always keep everything of identification and your cell phone on you at all times. I'm local and I keep my cell phone on me all the time when I get out of my truck. Why? Because if I see somebody in my truck and they robbing it, I ain't finna fight nobody. That ain't my shit. It's not my shit, bro. Right? Even if it was my shit is insured. You know what I'm saying? I pay them premiums monthly, baby. So I ain't about to be out here losing my life over no car. You know what I'm saying? I can buy a new one. You feel me? Shit. So anyway, I hope that helps you, brother. Don't worry about all that, brother. Get on out here before Tesla knock us out the game, right? You know, somebody asked me about Tesla, and I was talking to somebody about Tesla and shit, you know, oh man, maybe we'll be replaced and all that. Dude, they had to emphasize that shit, right? Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Yeah, so what? Let me tell you something. I was watching a show on YouTube, and this guy who talks to engineers, he interviews them. And he was interviewing an engineer, and the engineer said, man, you know, our job is so simple now because of computers. High school kids sometimes come in and undercut us. Engineers are dealing with technology replacing their fucking job and making it so easy high school kids can come in and do their fucking job. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has the same struggles, man, regardless of what you do. But he ain't gonna stop being an engineer just because it's a fucking struggle. You know, you do your thing until it's over with. So don't worry about all that shit. Right. How much, you know, you go out, get that CDL, get your ass started today, get out here and do what the fuck you want to do. You know, you fuck the computers, bro. You may be dead. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no time in this game, bro. Don't die doing what you hate. Don't die with things that you wish you did. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know any other way to say it, man. But anyway, hope that helps somebody out there. All right, truckdriver101.com, and hopefully that answers folks' questions. Talk to you later.